It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, arts, entertainment, food topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Welcome to the BTS Mix Show. I'm one of your hosts, Spencer Tracy.
And I'm the other one of your hosts, Doc Hancock. How are you, Spencer? What's going on?
Man, I'm just doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Had a good week. Still employed. Yeah.
What sort of world do we live in where it's like, you know, you say, hey, how's it going? Oh, good. Still have a job. How about you? Yeah, good. Still have a job. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go cry myself to sleep with a big bottle of whiskey now. I'll see you later. I can still afford to buy whiskey.
Oh, wow. You know how I spend my nights then, don't you? So how are you doing, Doc?
Well, aside from all the tears and whiskey, not too shabby. I can't complain. Pretty good week. We're just getting started off right now, so it's good.
The Grammys were this past weekend, which was kind of cool. I'm not really sure what the heck Mia was wearing. I mean, pregnant, obviously, but then it looked like somebody just cut up a muumuu and put some fishnet in there. And then, I mean, the only thing she was missing was fuzzy slippers.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just like the most retarded thing I've seen.
Yeah, somebody said she looked like a polka-dotted bumblebee, and I agree with that assessment.
Yes, that is a good assessment. Yeah. Other than that, I thought, you know, Coldplay was great. U2 was great. So a great night at the Grammys. Just there were some off moments where you're going, really? Really?
Ugh, wow.
All right. Well, enough of our little musings. It's time now for the BTS Mix Show number 44.
Stop the music, boys. The show is about to begin.
This is the BTS Mix Show.
And what a show. What a show.
With Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
That is correct. I can't believe we're already at 44.
Dude, you're my hero! This is in jokes, puns, and pranks. Economic crisis forced companies to modify their logos. And unfortunately, this is kind of a sign of the times, Doc.
Yeah, it really is. And whoever came up with all these, I don't know if it was the Truth Seeker, because I don't see any link on the page. But kudos to whoever came up with this, because this is some pretty creative stuff. And basically, what the post is it's a series of logos that we're all familiar with: Apple, 3M, Goodyear Tires, Citigroup, Dell, Chrysler, et cetera, et cetera. And what they've done is basically gone in and manipulated the logos to represent the signs of the times, I guess. So you've got, for example, an Apple logo with many bytes taken out of it, which is clever. 3M has now become 2M. Goodyear is now bad year. Citigroup is, of course, with the red umbrella, and it's being struck by a bolt of lightning, which is absolutely accurate. Dell is kind of just scattered, and it looks like it's falling to pieces. Chrysler has now turned into Chrysler, which is great. And my favorite one is the Ferrari one. And, you know, Ferrari, it's normally that horse, you know, that's up and looks powerful. Now it's just some, like, kind of sad, sick-looking horse with, like, a bib or something.
I like the LG logo, which normally stands for Life's Good. Now it says Life's Tough.
Little face is crying.
Well, there you go. If you'd like to check that out, that's in the Jokes, Puns, and Pranks. Economic crisis forced companies to modify their logos.
The following may be unsuitable for the uninoculated.
This one, and I'm trying to get to the top of it here. There we go. Is in the relationships, where would you meet that quirky kind of girl? Now, what is your definition of quirky, Doc?
I used to work the door at a few different bars here in the city. And I would definitely define, I guess, quirky kind of girl as, you know, maybe, you know, hair kind of funky, tattoos, you know, bit of an edge to her. Maybe enjoys lots of whiskey, as I enjoy lots of whiskey. I would say that would define a quirky kind of girl. What would your definition be?
Oh, one who cuts herself, one who does intravenous drugs. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, quirky can cover so many things these days because, you know, it's a little different than when I was a kid. So quirky for me when I was a kid was a little overweight, or a weird sense of humor, or something along those lines. I mean, they wouldn't even think about having tattoos until, like, later in life, or, you know, unless their dad let them into the biker club. But there's just so many things now that can qualify you as quirky. And this is originally posted by Thingfish. Where would you meet that quirky kind of girl? You know, I don't even know what I'm getting at here. Girls that like tattoos, sci-fi, dress down, but beautiful. Of course, I'm thinking of the bookstore, one of these a few miles down the road where you could have coffee and see what happens. You know, where else would you meet one of these girls?
Well, you know, back to my initial statement, I would say definitely, you know, the bars, perhaps pool halls, any place where quirky people congregate on a general level, I guess.
You know, somebody posted the Greyhound bus station, but I think they got quirky confused with diseased. I'm not sure. You know, if they're hanging out at the bus stop and they're not taking the bus, probably not the kind of girl you want to take home or even, you know, let her know where you live.
Yeah, no kidding. You go home, have something on fire in your front yard.
Where's my TV? Damn.
Oh, man, this is not right, man. This is so not cool. Or I bet you could find some quirky girls at Dats from some of the pictures that were posted in our last forum with those shoes, man. If I saw somebody wearing a pair of those, what are those peak toe shoes? Is that what they're called? With the
oh yeah, those are hot.
With the metal studs sticking off the front of them, I would definitely define that as quirky.
Oh man, I don't know. That's kind of hot. Hot. Yeah. Now combat boots with the metal mesh over the end, that would be kind of quirky to me. Now I like what one of our super moderators, Gazrock, posted in the bookstore. Go to the gaming/manga type section. Okay. Go to Hot Topic. Any sci-fi conventions in your area. If you have a gaming-style bookstore, often a comic store too, then there you go.
Yeah, where I used to live, there used to be this old house, and, you know, there was a story around it, of course, and the story is that the husband or the man of the house, there were like four kids and a wife, I think, and he just went crazy and killed all of them with an axe. So, you know, you used to go around there and, you know, you hear at night, you know, you heard stories about kids meeting there to do rituals and you'd see pentagrams drawn everywhere. And I bet you could find some pretty quirky people there as well.
Yeah, that's what I want. Come home, kitchen table's got like a pentagram in it, candles burning, and there's a small animal that's, you can't really tell what it is, it's kind of bloody over there in the corner. No, you know, normal is okay.
Well, and, you know, I mean, nothing says I love you more than a pentagram, let's face it.
There are forces at work beyond our understanding.
This is the Saturday Night Live weekly discussion. Doc, you want to hit this one?
Yeah, this comes out from Chisler, and I gotta give Chisler some props because he's always got some Beatles folks on his avatar. He's got McCartney now, and he always rocks the Beatles folks, so I gotta give him some kudos for that. And Chisler writes, Saturday Night Live weekly discussion, and I think this is a fantastic idea. Chisler says, I'm a huge fan of SNL, and I try to watch it every week. I just watched these past week's episode with John Malkovich and T.I. After watching it, I really think it was the best episode in years, with quite possibly some of the best moments in SNL history. With the history the show has, it can be a tough to sell, considering recent segments some of the best ever. But I really believe it. The Weekend Update segment with Fred Armisen is, boy, George, man, that was hilarious. Watching Seth and Fred fight to hold their laughter and work it into the gimmick, it had me in splits. John Malkovich was one of the best hosts I've ever watched on there. The segment is Gertie in the sleepover. I actually paused it so I didn't miss anything as I laughed. Fred Armisen actually pulled off a great Obama impression as well. The Playing It Cool segment was actually a great approach to poking fun at Obama. His impression of the president-elect has improved drastically in the past year. Anyone else see this episode? From start to finish, there wasn't one segment that wasn't laugh-out-loud funny, which says a lot because even recent episodes that were good, they still had moments that fell short. This one did not, in my opinion. Hugh Laurie and Kanye West next week. So this was actually posted a few weeks. This was actually posted back in November. So we're a little late, Chisler, getting to this post, but I think it's a fantastic idea. And it looks like people have really taken up to it. So, you know, if you have any comments of this past week SNL, which, let me see, who was the guest this past week? I even watched it.
Well, the week before last, they had like Steve Martin on there, and I was so pumped because Steve Martin was making his 15th appearance on Saturday Night Live, and it was going to be a great show, and I swear to God, it was the worst episode, and I was going, oh my God, if your new Clouseau movie is anything like this, oh, I'm not even going to think about throwing money down. It was horrible. It was so bad. And I went, I'm disappointed because I love Steve Martin. I remember when he first came on Saturday Night Live and, you know, with the Dan Aykroyd skits and everything, it's just fun. But now I just, I couldn't, it was almost embarrassing to watch. You ever, you know, watch something on TV or like at a recital and you felt embarrassed for the person performing?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it was that night. And I felt bad because I love Steve Martin. But yeah, it was not their best performance that night.
I almost wonder if Steve Martin's evolved into a level of comedy that we just don't get now. You got to wonder. I mean, a guy that funny, you know, a guy that talented. You have to wonder where his mind evolves. And he's also a fine banjo player, a truly, truly fine banjo player. And I was absolutely shocked the first time I saw him play banjo. And I thought it was kind of a gimmick or a trick, but it was really him playing. And he is really fantastic at the banjo. Who would have known?
He's got a new banjo album coming out. And it sounded a little bit, if you're familiar with a group of guys called Trout Fishing in America, they're more of a kids type style band with kind of funny, quirky songs. And they do a great job, but it reminded me a lot of the style of the stuff that they do. But past his banjo playing, just, yeah. So if you'd like to comment, though, and you have an opinion or you think I'm nuts, which, you know, that probably would be constitute most of the people on Below Top Secret, you can go to the television Saturday Night Live weekly discussion originally posted by super moderator Chisler.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick note, Alec Baldwin will be on this weekend, and he's always fantastic. I always enjoy Alec Baldwin on SNL. So hopefully that should be pretty good.
Now, did you see the Alec Baldwin commercial where he was doing the spot for Hulu in the Super Bowl ads?
Yes, very funny.
Yes, it is a conspiracy to rot your brain. And so we can eat it with a little melon bowler. Oh, that was great. You know, that really was a creative commercial, one of my favorites of the Super Bowl. But I digress, and we've got more topics to talk about. And I think we've already covered the Super Bowl commercials in one of our previous shows. So let's jump over to the next post, which is obviously going to be very popular and controversial. It's in the music category, Best Frontman of All Time, Doc.
Yeah, and this kind of links back to I chose this topic after the past one because of Chisler's avatar with all the Beatles on there, and clearly you can argue obviously that any of the Beatles were some of the best frontmen of all time, as they all kind of took the spotlight at one point or another. So, you know, I'll throw in my vote for any one of the Beatles at this point to link the topics effectively.
Yeah, a lot of people picking Jim Morrison, of course, just an amazing. I mean, he was like the guy who really just took it and took off with it. Bacona Broom posted some. He said some of the best ones that come to mind are Dead. Freddie Mercury from Queen, obviously a great frontman. Elvis, but I don't know if he'd really fronted a band. He was more of a solo guy. Bon Scott from AC/DC. Yeah, but they really hadn't reached their popularity at that point, but he was a great frontman. Michael Hutchins from NXS, Jim Morrison, of course, from The Doors. Still some good ones that are alive and kicking. Mick Jagger from The Stones and Bono from U2. So those are some great selections and good observations from Bacona Broom, too.
Oh, yeah, and Intrepid put in Freddie Mercury. Absolutely, man. Hell of a frontman. Oh, and also Axl Rose, fantastic frontman. Although it can be argued that Axl Rose is nothing without Slash, as was dreadfully proven correct after his past album, which just bit. I don't know if you heard any songs off of it, but it was really, really bad. So you can argue the point that Axl Rose was a great frontman, but it was only because of Slash, which I'll actually argue that point. I think that's valid.
Well, you know, and a lot of people say the same thing about David Lee Roth. I mean, he wasn't the same without Eddie Van Halen. You know, the big joke was, who was that blonde woman that ruined Van Halen? David Lee Roth, though, was just, when he was sober, was a very dynamic, gymnastic-type frontman. It was fantastic. It's just, you know, when I remember seeing him in Albuquerque in 1984, during their 1984 concert, and boy, he's up on stage with his bottle of Jack, and he's not doing flips because, you know, I'm waiting for him to puke on stage. That's how drunk he was. I forgot the lyrics to a few songs, but you know, I still had a great time. You know, the show was fantastic, and it was classic Van Halen. Some other observations: Robert Plant, who, if you were watching the Grammys last night, has kind of gone over to the countryside. He's gone over to the dark side, Luke. And performing with Alison Krauss, got some great awards last night. Let's see, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, another great pick.
The Carrot writes in and says Chris Martin of Coldplay, which I would agree. I think he's a fantastically talented musician. I wholeheartedly disagree with the names for his children, with Apple and Moses. What is he trying to do to those kids? But Chris Martin for sure, and also Dave Grohl. was mentioned earlier in the thread, and considering what he's done with the Foo Fighters and clearly coming over from Nirvana and just the rock history that resides within him. I mean, Dave Grohl's an awesome, awesome guy and great band, great front man, clearly.
Yeah, and let's not forget Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah.
Oh, well, of course.
I mean, the list would not be complete.
Oh, heavens no.
All right, well, we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show, and in just moments, we're going to be talking about the world's biggest boobs.
Or your two hosts right now.
Hey, everyone. This is Doc Hancock, along with my partner, Spencer Tracy, and we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com. Along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show, we've all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all of our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with hosts Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Doc Hancock, and co-host Spencer Tracy. And don't forget to flag, star, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
This is the BTS Mix Show.
The chances that it will change your ability to have children are less than one in a million.
With your hosts, Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
And welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I am Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And just a moment ago, we told you we'll be talking about the biggest boobs. And there's a lot of stuff posted on this. Let's direct everybody to the thread first so you can see. This is in the General Chit Chat Forum. World's biggest boob job, 38KKK. Okay, and the woman would have to be from Texas, you know. And I don't know. I mean, is there's a point where it's too big, Doc?
Yeah. Well, first of all, where do you even start with this? I mean, for crying out loud! I mean, first you have let's examine the whole Texas thing. You know, everything's bigger in Texas. Well, clearly this does this. But what's interesting about this story is that in order to create this bust size, they needed 1 gallon of silicone. 1 gallon. And apparently, even in Texas, 1 gallon of silicone is too much. So she had to go to like Puerto Rico or something to get this done. She had to go out of the 50 continental United States to legally get that much silicone to do, you know, to make the thingies, to do, you know, pump up the thingies. I'm like a college.
Pump up the boobies, pump up the boobies, pump up the boobies. Yeah, yeah. You know, this is originally posted by Oblivial, and I saw this in the news, and I thought, wow, you know, she's a pretty good-looking girl. Why does she want to go ahead and blow those things? I mean, they're monsters. I mean, obviously, you know, the next surgery she has is going to be for a slip discs. These things are huge.
Oh, I know. And it says from Oblivial, he posted, Sheila Hershey, 29 years old, was first forced to travel to her native Brazil. Brazil is where she went for her most recent operation, which she took her from a triple F to a triple K after Texas officials put their foot down, fearing her breasts would explode. Did someone hear backache? Maybe she's a chronic snorer and hubby insisted she get these to prevent her from sleeping on her stomach. Oh, did I say? And then it shows a picture of. And I got to tell you, you know, I hate to tell you what's her name, Sheila Hershey. I hate to tell you, Sheila, it's gross. They're gross. They're totally nasty. It's like those huge muscle builders, you know, who think that there's something attractive about that. It's gross. It's just gross all over the place. Too much boob. I never thought I'd say that in my entire life. There, I've said it. Too much boobies.
You know, Caitlin Fay pretty much echoed all the thoughts of the women on the board who said, that is just awful. They are so big. They're stuck together in the middle. It absolutely can't be comfortable, and it isn't pretty. And she is a pretty girl. She doesn't need them. No feminine or non-femininity or sexy at all. It reminds me very sadly of Lolo Ferrari, who was a European model with implants about this size. Again, a really beautiful woman who went for extreme surgery, and there's a suspicion that maybe the silicone or whatever were in her implants contributed to her death. No one seems to know for sure. It makes me angry in a way, too, that it's reinforcing a message that women are all about the boobs. And it's almost a competition. And a lot of women said, you know, women don't get boob jobs for men. They get them for other women.
Yeah, you know, there's something wrong up there in the old cranium. It's like this woman who just had, you know, the octuplets with six children already, and she's living at her mom's in this three-bedroom house, and she doesn't even have a job. Like, give me a damn break. Like, there's seriously some sort of screw loose going on here. You know, when you've got a woman who needs to have breasts this large, what does she want? Does she want somebody else to come up on the street and say, okay, you win. You've got the bigger boobs. Like, congratulations. Like, here's a cupcake or a brassiere made out of an inflatable swimming pool. Like, what do you want, people? For crying out loud, I could go off on this all day. This is just ridiculous.
Well, I think I know what she wants, Doc. She wants us to give her a big hug and go.
A little motorboat action there. Gotta love the motorboat.
I'm so sorry. I wouldn't want to offend anyone. And speaking of odd, because we could go into men implants who get cap implants and boob implants and all kinds of. Let's just jump off of this and jump into something more normal like. Guy handbags, Doc.
Man handbags, that's right, Spencer. And this comes in from Phoenix. And this is in our People Forum, actually. And Phoenix writes, lately, men have started using handbags like women do. I noticed this first when my brother came home one day wearing a handbag around his shoulder. I was like, what? And then I realized that, of course, the reason he would do this is because of fashion trends. So I guess everybody's doing it now. And, of course, I started seeing a lot of men outside doing the same. So I guess I'm getting out of date. Not keeping up with the trends. So what's your opinion on this trend? What do you women think of men with handbags? And what do you men think? Do you own one? Is it cool? Is it manly? Is it feminine? Is it attractive? And I got to say, you know, I mean, I live in the city and, you know, a lot of guys carry around bags because in the city, it's like you leave for the day and you can be gone for the majority of the day. Like, you know, with city life, it's a little crazy. So you have to drag stuff around with you. And sometimes you got to rock the bag. And I suspect it's all about what the bag is. I mean, there are some bags that certainly, you know, teeter on that line of man purse. It looks very diaper baggish, and you've got to be careful of that, obviously. But it's an interesting statement, and it's an interesting observation to our society. You know, what is masculine, what is feminine, and can either of those classifications be defined by the bag in which one carries? I'm not sure.
Well, I like the messenger bag. The first one, the first picture that's posted, Doc, looks pretty normal. Now, as you start to scroll down, you begin to not, if you were looking at this person from behind, you might think it was a woman, especially the guy in the red coat with the little leather gloves and the black little number that he's carrying along there. Now, as we move through here, some of these look like messenger bags. Some of them look like shaving kits. And some of them, that's a purse. That's a purse. And the only way that you would catch me carrying a purse is if my wife said, here, honey, hold this while I pick this up.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of these pictures, like this dude getting into his van, I think he's got this big purple diaper bag. Clearly he's carrying that for someone. I mean, you know, you got to give some of these guys a break. Snoop Dogg's carrying what clearly looks like a purse. And granted, he has an entourage that follows him around everywhere, so I doubt that he's carrying it for anybody. But then again, Snoop Dogg kind of does what he wants to do. I mean, for crying out loud in the picture, he's wearing a shower cap as well. So, you know, Snoop Dogg kind of, you can't criticize him for carrying any sort of bag.
No. But I can criticize the Christmas ornament earrings that he's wearing. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure, though, that Snoop carries around a purse so his Mac 10 won't stick out. I'm just thinking that might be why he's got the purse.
That's possible. You know, when you roll with the dog pound, you've got to hide your Mac 10.
Well, ladies, I'm curious to find out what you think about this. You can go to this particular thread in People. Man handbags? All right, let us know what you think.
And moving on to the next topic, this is a bit more of a serious nature, and this is in the rant forum, and this comes in from Anxiety Disorder. Help in domestic disputes is only for women. Men are totally ignored. And Anxiety Disorder argues, the first page of my phone book is 911 plus a few numbers for poison information, crime stoppers, environmental spills, etc. The second page is emergency helplines, assaulted women's helpline, FemAid, Halton's Women's Place, Inasmuch House for Women in Crisis, Interval House for Women, Martha House Helpline, Native Women's Center, Wife Assault Helpline. The page also has the Kids Help Phone, Gambling Helpline, Crisis Outreach, and things like suicide prevention, but not a single entry for men going through spousal abuse. I found a marriage counselor that takes gay couples. He's also gay, but he just seems to be bringing up all the dirt on our relationship is worse. On March 1st, we'll have been together 20 years, and now it's falling apart. After I was attacked last night, I ended up calling the suicide prevention line to ask where I could turn to help. The only suggestion was to call the police or go to AA because, or Alcoholics Anonymous, because alcohol was involved. Then I called Coast. They do mental health out calls. They wouldn't come out because he was violent and I should call the police. I don't want him in jail. I think we can work it out. We have so much invested in this relationship, and the only help I can get is being told to call the police. There should be more help for men. And, you know, this is certainly true for gay relationships as it is with straight relationships. I mean, there are, you know, lots of cases on both ends where, you know, the men are being attacked in the relationship. And I, while I agree, anxiety disorder, you know, there are it's a man's world, you know, so there are many, many places for men to go. And while it may, you know, seem embarrassing, don't be embarrassed, you know, to go to the right people. Alcoholics Anonymous is great. You know, or just call the police on his ass. You know, at the end of the day, abuse is abuse, whether it's coming from a man or it's coming from a woman. And in a relationship like that, if your partner is beating the hell out of you or physically or mentally abusing you, you have to take the proper steps. And sometimes that means just biting the bullet, calling the police, and getting the situation dealt with. A restraining order says more things than you can do with anything else because it sends a clear message, I will not tolerate this behavior, and I'm taking the action to make sure that you stay far enough away from me that you will never be able to do that again. Seriously, you've got to draw a line, and you've got to draw a big, thick line, not, you know, anything shades of gray. It's got to be very definitive. If you do not want this behavior to continue, you have to get out of the relationship, point blank. That's my advice.
And that's good advice, too, and that's pretty much echoed from what you know and other posters on this board. Don't hang in there in a relationship that's going to be violent. When it digresses to this point and it dissolves to this point, to a point of violence, now it's just not the time to stay. It's just really not, and it's your responsibility. You can't change that other person. You have got to take care of yourself, get out of that relationship, and then if they decide to change and get some help, great. But you need, first of all, to protect yourself, and I hope that you'll do that.
Yeah, and I, you know, I've told my wife a million times, if ever I get into a position where for whatever reason I'm so angry or something's happened or blah, 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 where I turn to some sort of physical or emotional violence against you, I said, get the hell out of here and don't even look back. Just leave my ass, because it's really not worth it. There has to be almost a zero tolerance policy on this. And, you know, it's tough. Of course, you love the person. You don't want to hurt the person. You don't want to have to go through that emotional anguish, but you're going to continue to be abused again and again and again, you know, if this happens. So, you know, best of luck to you, anxiety disorder. I know it's tough, and, you know, hopefully, you know, you'll find some good help. And it looks like a lot of people, you know, and this reminds me, this is what's great about BTS. You know, you can come in with a serious problem like this, and nobody was giving anybody a hard time about it. There was some great advice and people, you know, opening up their hearts and opening up their arms saying, hey, I'm here. If you need to talk to somebody, BTS is the place to be. So A+ BTS, great job.
And before we end the BTS Mix show for this week, Doc, we have to do the BTS Mix screen test.
That is correct, and congratulations last week. I think maybe, you know, these are getting to be a little too easy, Spencer. I'm feeling challenged now by the general BTS population.
I think that they're way too smart, and we're giving them too much of a break. So, Doc, you got a tough one this week?
Yeah, you know, I hope so. I'm going to make this one worth 6,000 points, because I think that this could be fairly challenging. Here it goes. While he is no Picasso, well, maybe he wrote about it, this actor-writer has graced us with some real chuckles. Some have called him a jerk, himself included, but we can forgive him for all that because of all the memories, and he will always be a can of mixed nuts. Who is this actor? And it could be worth 6,000 BTS points.
And that does it for this week's BTS Mix Show. Hey, we hope that you have a great week. Thank you again for listening to our show. And we'll be back again next week with more great topics from BelowTopSecret.com. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website BelowTopSecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to BelowTopSecret.com.